This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them's a thick-ass kid.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness.
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
What it do?
Ahoy.
What is up?
Well, hello. I've rebounded after my llama drama.
You've already moved on to a new llama.
I have. Well, yesterday I was sad with Rojo.
You whore.
But now I have moved on, and I am in a committed llama relationship with Caesar.
You whore.
The no drama llama.
I've already called you that before.
Yeah. Well, no offense to Rojo, who I loved. Look, it was a rocky relationship. A lot of highs, a lot of lows. But with Caesar, the no drama llama, look, it's pretty good right now. It's early. We're only 24 hours into our llama relationship, but I'm feeling really good about it. And quite frankly, I'm kind of dancing right now. Feeling really, really good today. Sun's out. Let's do this.
Guns out.
Yeah.
Sun's out, guns out, dude. You got your guns out?
Well, I'm wearing a t-shirt, but...
You kind of do.
Isn't guns out like a tank top?
Yeah, it is.
You can't wear a tank top to work, can you?
Probably not.
Well, Sprague can. Sprague wears a tank top.
Hey, you know what,
from
Susan?
From time to time to work, but I can't bring myself to do that.
I saw Susan from sales the other day.
Yeah?
You know what she called me?
What?
She said that she turned and looked at me, and she goes, oh, my God. I go, what? She goes, you look like a KGON listener.
Oh. I think
that
was...
And I'm like, wait a minute.
That was a shot at you.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, you called her one of the olds once.
Yeah, and she hasn't gotten over it.
And I feel like that's a shot back at you.
No, she takes shots at me daily.
Yeah.
This one was extra low. Or high. I don't know.
A KGON listener.
Yeah. I was like,
what
does
sort
that
of
mean?
Connotation is that,
though? I don't know.
Well, it sounded like a negative connotation. But
why? KGON's great, and their listeners are even better.
The way you told the story made it sound like a negative.
Well, it's one
I think she meant it that way. Like, I know her tone, and I think she meant it that way.
Well, it's one of those words, I forget who does it, that someone has the bit about, like, the word Jew, that it can be good or bad.
Whoa.
Just depending on how you say it.
It's that escalated quickly.
It's the same thing with the KGON listener.
I'm uncomfortable.
No, but like if you say Mike's...
Safe word.
Well, if you said Mike's a Jew, that's fine. But if you said Mike's a Jew, then it's a bad thing. Same thing kind of with the KGON listener. I'm going to need to know the tone in which she said that. Did she say, you look like a KGON listener? Or was it,
no.
You look like a KGON listener?
I think it was an insult.
Yeah,
but
probably.
I don't know really why, though.
I feel like it was a shot at you being old.
Is that what it is?
Were you looking,
they're old?
Were you looking frumpy?
I don't think so. Look at me. Look at this.
You do kind of have
this face.
But you got a little old man thing going on for you right now. You're wearing like saddle shoes and then like a button up with some sleeve rolls and a hat. You look like you could be
building. But this was yesterday.
You look like you could be building a deck and then like going out to a picnic later on.
This was yesterday.
I'm trying to remember what you were wearing yesterday.
I don't either.
But it feels like it's a shot. I feel like that is a...
Well, whatever, Mary.
Yeah. Mary.
Yeah, I call her Mary.
Why?
Well, because... do you remember Marty Party?
I do remember Marty Party. He had beautiful calves.
Oh, okay. Marty Party.
Souk loves calves.
Yeah, he had weird... Marty was
such
like...
a weird thing.
Well, he was an old hairy dude, but he had really smooth... They weren't big, though. He had lady legs. It was really quite strange, to be honest with you. And he always wore shorts, no matter what time of the year. And I think Marty...
Think we found Souk's fetish.
I think Marty liked what he had going on with his legs, and he would always strut about. Felt very proud of those legs.
Marty, I think it was Marty, always called her Mary.
Oh, like on just he...
I don't think he knew her name.
Well,
so I call her Mary now.
Okay.
And I think that...
That's awkward, though, when you... If you've called someone by the wrong name once or twice, no big deal. But if you've done it over a period of time, at that point, it's just awkward for everyone. And I say that that's just becomes your name.
Yeah, I feel like he knew her name. He just kind of went with Mary.
Yeah, yeah. There's a guy that I run into from time to time that calls me Josh. And he's been calling me Josh for 6 to 8 months. And whether he finds out my name is not Josh or not, I feel like he will continue to call me that because it's been too long. At this point, you can't just be like, hey, I keep calling you the wrong name. And I'm not going to say anything. So for all purposes, when I'm having any sort of conversation with him, I'm Josh. It's best for everyone that way. It avoids the awkwardness.
Well, we've got a big show today, guys. And I'm not just saying that. It's big.
Yeah, because lots of times you do just say that.
No, actually, I don't. I go out of my way not to. But when I do say it, it's important that you listen because it means I mean it. Today, Jason Quick of the
the group that we cannot mention.
What does he do?
Well, yeah. he's the fan Blazers insider.
Yeah, that
there
guy.
You go.
He's gonna be on,
and he works for a company that we can't mention.
Well, we can, but we're told not to. There's a thing.
I think we all know what we're talking about here.
Everybody knows where Jason Quick works.
Yes,
but he also works here.
Yes.
So Jason will be on at 3:30. We'll talk a little Zers. You know, they play the Clippers tonight.
Yeah. Although no Paul George, so they got that going for him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they sure do. And then we've got our NFL picks at 4.
I got a rebound.
It's Thursday.
0-3 week last week.
Oh, you were 0-3.
Yep.
Hey, look at this.
I was 3-0 last
Mike,
week.
Mike, yes, 3-0.
Yeah.
Wow. There is a tie atop. Wait, no, there's not. Mike had a tie. So you're 17-10.
Mm-hmm.
Mike? 16-10-1.
Mike red hot.
That one push.
I will tell you that is my first losing week. Like actual me personally losing money that I've had. Kind of took it in the shorts in college too. Bad week. Bad week overall. So I need to rebound strong on the air and in the personal life.
That's at 4.
Freaking Seahawks, by the way. Nice missed field goal at the end. Knew that once that went to overtime, you knew they were going to score a touchdown.
Well, what'd you
cover.
Get that line at?
I think it was 5.5.
Oh.
Can't kick the field goal to win the gall darn game? No, let's go to overtime and then let's score a touchdown. And
I
cover
had that
the
one at minus 5, and I was
spread.
Like, thank you, overtime. I'll take that 6-point touchdown.
And by the way, I need, you know, like on the Oregon Sports Lottery app now, you can set limits.
Uh-huh.
You know, I need.
Yeah, you can.
I need you guys. If I try to bet for or against the Chargers, just throw something at me.
Well, how am I supposed to know that you're doing
that? I need someone to keep me from betting anything involving the Chargers. I have now.
You've told yourself so many times to stop, yet you keep crawling back for
so
more.
So I went
playing
back
tonight. You got money on them tonight?
No, I went back and looked this year.
You're gonna bet on the Raiders tonight?
Do you know how many times that I have lost money with the, well, former San Diego Chargers and now the LA Chargers
every
this
time.
Year? I have bet them 6 times. I have lost money. Anyone care to guess?
I'm going to say 6.
Me, 6, 6, 6.
6?
Have you bet on them every time?
No! That's the thing!
Because they were a lock last week.
I cannot pick the Chargers right. It is an absolute abomination. It is a horrible, abusive relationship that I am in right now, and yet somehow they keep sucking me back in.
You know what would be cool is if that app had filters on certain teams.
Yeah, where I can just not have it
you
show
just
me.
Not bet them. Yeah.
The Chargers.
Unavailable on
yes.
your app.
I really liked the Packers. I was only giving up like 3.5 points, and they went and got blown out.
There are two things. One, that app is great. Actually, 3 things. The app is great. It really is.
Yeah.
But I've found 2 issues already. One is when you bet a game and the line moves in your favor and you want to put more on the game,
yeah.
You cannot.
Oh.
It will not let you. I don't like that.
See, I can't do that because by the time I have to place my bets and then I'm home, I can't do the live
Well, let's
betting.
Say, for example, you were betting the Chargers tonight. I don't know what the line is. I think it's like 1 or 2.
Yeah.
Let's say the Chargers are -1 and you take $20 on it and then it goes to Raiders -1 because everybody's piling on the Raiders. And so now you can get the Chargers +1. You want to throw 20 more bucks on it? It will not let you do
you
that.
You get the original line.
No, you can't. You cannot bet more on the game.
Really?
From what I have.
You also can't do parlays with 2 different things in the same game. If you were to do a parlay, you have to do it from different games. you can't say, like, take the spread and the over-under in the same game in a parlay. At least time I checked, it wouldn't let you.
Well, that's good, because you probably shouldn't do that anyway. But if you want to, you should be able to. And the other one is, I had a hedge situation. I had a situation this past weekend where I had won money, and I had Baltimore in a scenario where I could bet money on the Patriots and win either way. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, that's a hedge.
I just want to make sure a lot of people don't really understand our hot gambling talk.
Okay.
People are just learning about gambling.
It's the learning game.
But it would not let me hedge. And now, I wasn't sure if I was going to hedge because I really liked Baltimore.
Yeah.
So I just let it ride on Baltimore, and that worked out because Baltimore covered. But at the same time, had I wanted to hedge that and just kind of, I would have made less on Baltimore winning, but I still would have won money had New England covered. It would not allow me to do that either.
I was not aware of that.
I didn't like that.
No.
I think you should be able to bet on whatever you want, even if you've already bet on that game. Well, let's say, for example,
to protect you from you?
No, because they do the bet back thing where if you place a bet, you can check it like right after you place it and they will offer it back to you. And let's say you bet, I don't know, how much do you bet? $50.
Sure.
Let's say you bet $50 on a game and you place it and then you're like, oh no, the quarterback's out, oh no. They offer that. You can go check it. That bet back, if the quarterback's out, they may not offer this, but generally they'll just offer you like $45. You can take it back right now.
Huh.
So you lose a few bucks.
A few shekels.
But if you have buyer's remorse before the game starts, they typically offer that, which I think is kind of, I mean, I don't know, I've never used that. I mean, you place the bet. It's like, although I already, you guys were yelling at me the other day to say this on the air and I didn't want to, but now I'm over it. So I will.
Yeah.
I made the wrong bet.
This was, by the way, we couldn't say anything on the air because you were being a real bitch about it. But let me tell you, me and Mike,
I was pissed.
We got such enjoyment out of this. You bet on the wrong game.
I was really pissed.
You looked at me and went, I didn't bet on the Rockets. I bet on the Bucks. And then you looked at your thing and it said you bet on the Rockets. And I was like, well.
So it was that Monday night.
You must have misclicked.
Where the Bucks were in Orlando. I'm like, oh my God, they are going to murder Orlando.
And it was only like 3 or 4, right?
It was 4.5. Same spread as the Rockets in Brooklyn against the Nets.
Yeah.
And they were right. They must have been right next to each other on the app. It's totally my fault. I didn't take the time.
You tried to bet on Milwaukee. You ended up betting on Houston.
And of course, what happens? Milwaukee wins by 800, and Houston doesn't even come close to covering.
It was like the middle of the third quarter in both games.
God, it was pissed.
And Milwaukee was up by 15 or 20, and we look up, and the Rockets are down like 12. And the look on Rob's face and just the bitterness. And, like, you kept looking at your phone as if it was going to change.
Well, I was.
Like you thought it was a glitch instead of a mistake.
I thought it was their fault.
it was just going to send you a little alert message. Sorry. Oh, it was fantastic.
It wasn't.
My favorite thing was I dropped the line as the show came back. Hey, Rob, you think a certain team's going to make a 15-point comeback right now?
Now, this is...
F both of you.
I will say that it has ruined some of my enjoyment,
that
but it probably saves me that I can't do any of it at home. Oh. I have to, the only thing I've
got. Yes, you can. You have 5 dimes.
That's true.
No excuses, bro.
No, I'm saying with the scoreboard app. The only time I do the scoreboard app, I bet 2 World Series games and then I bet the NFL, but it's like you have to make those over here when I'm at work. I really do. It bothers me. It sucks that I can't do it from home. It's a pain in the ass.
Well, you need to write a really sternly worded letter to your lawmakers.
Yeah. Well, if they
make
like,
sure you get an app up like, there.
I got to tell you, most of my money is still being spent on 5 dimes simply because I can do it from home.
Or move to Oregon.
That's true.
We're right down here.
Well,
we're not going anywhere.
I'm only like 6 minutes. Maybe I can just get like, I need like a go down to the river and then just float my way out.
Yeah, you need a runner.
Yeah.
Like a Vegas
That's
guy.
What I need. I do. I need the runner.
Or you can go to New Jersey or Iowa.
I'll pass.
Iowa has it, I think.
Eh, you're not selling me on anything there.
Anyway, gambling's great.
Jersey's no good.
Except when you place the wrong bets.
That's where I get Kids Bop Becky and someone's getting stabbed over a Chick-fil-A sandwich. By the way, I had a buddy try the Chick-fil-A sandwich, Shane, my ticket guy.
Do you mean the Popeye sandwich?
Yeah, the Popeye sandwich. He said that his official review is it sucks.
Whoa.
Great.
That's the first time I've heard someone out and out just say that it sucks.
It doesn't suck.
I think a lot of it was just the hype was built up, and he was not
pleased.
At the
end of the day, you're getting a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Right. Yeah. That's my point. Yeah. How great could it be?
Yeah. Did you see the latest that happened?
No.
Okay, so I saw this, and I'm not sure where this went down, but there was a so the video steps in like midway through the confrontation. And there's a he's not old, but he's probably in his 50s. Let's say a 50-year-old white guy, flat top glasses, and he's in the middle of a Popeye's restaurant there, and everyone else around him is African American. And there has been some sort of kerfuffle with him getting his chicken sandwiches. But he now has the chicken sandwiches in hand, and he's not happy. And should you take a guess on what he started calling everybody in the Popeye's restaurant? Started dropping the N-word a lot. Mm. Not one or two, lots of N-words. Mm. Threatening to fight people, and then he leaves the restaurant, and that video cuts out.
That's frowned upon.
Cut to the parking lot. New video starts up. Don't know what happened from the time he left the Popeyes, but I'm guessing more N-words happened. And when the new video pops up, he is laying kind of in a folded lawn chair position, is being beaten, and has now had his chicken sandwiches taken from him as they tell him that this is their neighborhood and he should probably not be doing that. So once again, we now have...
They're not wrong.
Hate crimes and now beatings occurring over the Popeye's chicken sandwich. What in the hell?
Now, is it bad that I applaud that?
Yeah, that was great.
Is that bad?
Well, what
or good?
What do you think you're doing going into that? First off, no. Just don't do that. But second, when you're the lone guy in there, probably not the best time in the world to think that you're going to get away with that one. And he didn't even get any of the chicken sandwiches. They took them from him.
And rightly so.
Yes, rightly so.
You lose your right to your chicken sandwiches.
I thought that was the icing on the cake. He learned a lesson. He got an ass kicking. Good. He did learn a lesson, and he no longer gets the chicken sandwich.
Where was this, you said?
I don't know where this one was at. I just, the video is making the rounds again. I'm telling you, look at, it's the chickening. If you just go to Twitter and do the hashtag the chickening, dude, there are videos popping up left and right of people getting in fights over this chicken sandwich. And like I said, one guy's dead. I think that was in Maryland. Some guy got stabbed over one.
Mm. Well, anyway, had I checked my app, I would have done the bet back.
Yeah.
See, that bet back thing, had I checked it right after I saw it was Houston, I would have been like, oh, I'll bet back and lose, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I checked it like right in the middle of the game, which I'm sorry I did that too, because it would have been just better.
Just the anchor.
To just check it at the end. Be like, wait, I lost that?
Just with every time you looked up and saw that the Rockets were losing by more.
And then what happens is you start having to root for the effing Rockets.
Yeah.
And I hate the Rockets. And they were terrible that night.
They got their ass kicked.
But a lot of people are texting in that they've had the same problem.
Oh, betting on the wrong one?
Yeah.
You know, gotta be careful what you're clicking.
Yeah, you do. But somebody said that they think the buttons aren't consistent. So yeah. We're blaming the
app. Yeah.
Let's blame the app.
That's what it is.
Also, one other person said, buy a Chromebook for $200 and stick it in a buddy's house who lives in Oregon and then access the scoreboard site remotely from Vancouver. God, that you can do that?
So if I buy a Chromebook, I can just stick it at your place? Your wife's like, can I move this? No. Sook's betting. We're just going to need to leave that up. It's a big game in the NBA tonight. Leave that up.
I don't know. How do you access it remotely?
I don't know. I'm sure there's a way to do it, but
it seems high tech.
We're old, so no.
All right, we should probably get to going here. Coming up to start our show. So Jason Quick is in about 10 minutes. We'll talk some Zers. They're taking on the Clips tonight. But we'll start with a little college football talk. USC reveals the boner next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sook on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, you guys want to know what's going on with your
Blazers?
Jason Quick is next. Here's our poll question, 1080thefan.com, brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, family business helping families for over 50 years, AAAIAQ.com. Today, we're asking you, who's been the best quarterback in the Pac-12? Herbert, that's Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
Luton, that would be Jake Luton. Gordon, Aaron Gordon? Bill Gordon? Bob Gordon?
Anthony.
Anthony Gordon. Jacob Eason. Tyler Huntley. Or Will Darkins.
Mm.
Vote at 1080thefan.com.
To me, it's a toss-up between Huntley and Herbert. And, I mean, obviously that's pretty easy with Oregon and Utah being the two best teams. But I've seen Anthony Gordon play a couple times this year, and he's got a little bit of the Herbert in me, or I guess in him, I should say, in that he's really good, but at times, I want more. I don't think he's as good as some of the past they've had up there at Washington State. Like, even in the Oregon game, even though they ended up leading that drive that would have won them the game if the defense could have held on, he leaves me wanting a little bit more. So I think it's Herbert or I think it's Huntley to me. Those are the top two quarterbacks. Eason, same thing, been a bit inconsistent. Some of his receivers have given him issues. But, yeah, it's 1-2, and then everyone else, you can sort it out for yourselves.
Don't you think Eason will torch Oregon State tomorrow night?
I think that there certainly is an element to that. I think Washington, Oregon, Utah, even though Washington has the three losses, I think Washington is right there. I do think that there right now is a little bit of a gap, although Washington has lost to Cal and they've lost to Stanford. I can't figure that one out. But yeah, I do think that there is a big difference between the Oregon State Beavers beating Arizona and the likes, you know, UCLA, and then having to play UW. I think this one may end up...
Well, I mean, they could win. I'm just saying I think that Eason's going to be able to get some things done. Doesn't mean Oregon State won't win. They can score with anybody.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to win. I think that we're over our skis a little bit about the Beavers. I think the Beavs are obviously having a really good year for what the expectations were, and they're better than we thought. I think the offense is clearly better than we thought, and they're playing hard, but... You know, this is what we said, you know, going into the Utah game, and everyone was like, oh, Oregon State, what was it, 52-7, whatever it was? I think this is going to be a significant win for Washington. I just think athletically, I don't think Oregon State matches up very well against them at all. So, no, I don't think that this is going to be a close game. I think Oregon State can play with and can beat a lot of teams in the Pac-12. I don't think they can beat the upper echelon teams.
All right, well, USC has a new AD. All that talk of Mike Bone backing out was incorrect.
Yeah.
He is their athletics director, or is it athletic director?
I believe he would be their athletic director.
Is their AD?
I don't think it's athletics. I think it's athletic director.
They announced him today, and a couple things. One, he said he has not met, what's his nuts, Clay Helton.
No. Athletics is athletics.
Uh-huh, athletics.
Yeah.
Athletics is athletics, Jace.
But is athletic?
To quote you.
Football's football.
So that's kind of weird that he's not even met Clay Helton.
Well, what do you want him to say? Like,
well,
everyone knows that Clay Helton is fired. It's just, it's an awkward situation for
I don't want him to say anything. I just think that they probably should have introduced Clay Helton to the new AD before he got up there.
Probably.
Or at least out of respect to Clay. I mean, that's just a total diss to Clay Helton is
yes.
What it is. And then Carol Folt, the president, said that she was asked, hey, did you put any restrictions on the Boner and his search? Because the rumor was, she says, no Urban Meyer. She didn't like herbs.
No.
And she said no.
Yeah, but again.
No restrictions.
Whether or not that's true.
So the idea that Bone was going to back out, not true. He's there. And Folt at least says that the whole idea of Urban Meyer not being a candidate is also false.
Yeah, but again, I think that's whether there's any teeth to that or not, I don't think that came out of nowhere. I don't know if it was enough to keep him from getting the job and if it was a steadfast rule that the president is putting down for him, or if it was merely a, hey, you know, this, we don't feel really comfortable with this, and it was a suggestion, but I don't think that report came out of nowhere. So I think there was something to it. And even if it was a steadfast rule to taking this job, I don't think they would say it. You can't go in and neuter your AD at the press conference. Hey, you going to tell your new AD who he can and can't hire? Well, yes, that was part of the conditions of taking this job. You're not going to say that. So, I mean, ultimately, we'll find out whether or not Urban Meyer takes the job or if he's even interested in it, and maybe some more will leak out about it. But I do not believe that report was made up.
All right, coming up next, Jason Quick, Blazers take on the Clippers. Will they sign a big? Will they make a trade? Are they worse than last year? Can we say that yet? Too early?
Yeah, I think that's a little bit too early.
Too early, he says. He's laughing.
What are we, 7 games in?
They don't look very good. We'll get to that next with Jason Quick. But first, Mike with Sports Center.
Team feed.
All right, the Blazers in L.A. taking on the Clippers tonight. It'll be on TNT. Blazers are 3-4. Very uninspiring 3-4. And here he is, live from Los Angeles, I think.
Hello? Nope, I'm in Portland.
Oh, okay. You didn't make the trip. All right.
Did not, yeah.
Kawhi Leonard's going to play tonight, though, right?
Yes, he is, after taking last night off.
Oh, boy. All right, well.
give us some hope quicker.
Well, I mean, let's start with Zach Collins. How long do you think he's going to be out? Do you think we'll see him again this season?
I doubt it. They're saying he'll be reevaluated in 4 months, so that's March-ish, and then he'll have to practice, run, get back into I just don't see it. I mean, there maybe for the playoffs, but even then you're talking about, you know, putting him back in at a very key time of the year, and I don't think they'll rush it with him.
Yeah, and that's such a major injury too. I mean, I don't know if people are familiar with that, but I mean it's basically an ACL. It's the ACL of your shoulder. I mean, this is usually a season long, no matter what sport you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when you're talking about a shoulder for a big man, how often their arms are above their head, and just the vulnerability of how their arms move and are, you know, constantly being tugged down and hit. It's not something you want to bring him back and risk re-injuring that again.
So when will Pau Gasol get back? Do we know that?
God, it's such a mystery, and it's so frustrating talking to him because he is such a nice guy. He's one of the nicest guys I've ever met in the NBA, but he's so wishy-washy when it comes to, you know, getting an idea of when he's going to come back. One thing that is obvious is when you're around the team, you're starting to see him take part in activities now. He's doing drills. He's staying after shoot-arounds and practices and working on his game, and it looks like he moves fine. But, you know, it's like he said, I'm not here to I'm not putting a big emphasis on the beginning of the season. I'm here for the end of the season when the games really matter. So I think he's going to be extra careful as well. Now, he had a foot surgery. It was a foot surgery in May. Olshay, if you remember, on media day, said he'll be ready for opening night. And here we are, you know, 2-3 weeks into the season, and there's still no definitive time when he's coming back. So I want to say it's going to be sooner than later, but the way this has gone, there's no way you can tell.
Well, but even if he does come back, right? I mean, how many minutes were anyone expected him to contribute? Now you lose Zach Collins. Even if he does come back, you really can't. What is he, 30? He's like, what, 38
years old? 39.
You can't ask him to play 20-plus minutes a night, can you?
Yeah, I think you can. I think about 20, 25 maybe. I think certainly at the beginning it'll probably be in the teens. But I think he can help. I really do. And the thing is he's so smart, and he's part of kind of that. He blends nicely into what is the new NBA in that he can play in the perimeter. He can play inside. Now, how quick he is, how much agility he still has, I don't know. It's really hard to tell on what limited drills I've been able to watch him do. But I still think he can help this team. They need all the help they can get. I mean, that game against Philadelphia, they just got killed on the boards because they had no height out there. I mean, people were just reaching over other players to grab the rebounds. And then, so they need big men, big time.
Yeah, by the way, about 4.5 seasons for the last time he played more than 23 minutes a night. So,
but they have no other options. No. I mean, he's going to have to because of the injuries to Nurkic and Collins. So do you think that they'll bring in reinforcements? Do you think that they'll make a trade or free agent or something?
I don't. Not in the immediate. I think this, though, if they're going to make a move, it won't be until after December 15th. That's when a lot of guys who were signed in the summer are eligible to be traded. And if they're still in dire straits and things haven't kind of meshed by then I think as early as December you can see a move. But I still think if this team's going to make a big move, it'll be closer to January and February. But in the immediate, from here until December 15th, they're going to ride with what they got.
Well, I already have a love-hate relationship with Hassan Whiteside because everybody touts points and rebounds, but he's one of those guys that's a bit hollow when he can just be such a liability on defense, even though he can make spectacular plays. He doesn't shuffle. He doesn't move well. And he just kind of seems a little lazy. What do you think of him? Do you think that they're better off with him, or do you have buyer's remorse on that trade?
It's starting to look like I'm going to have buyer's remorse on that, Isaac. I'm kind of with you. Again, I don't know how much to put on his ankle and his knee. He's had a little bit of problems with that, but you're right. I don't like the way he moves. He looks a little slow to me. He looks a little disinterested at times to me. But I have seen him, you know, we've talked about this before, those first two games of the year, I thought he was awesome. I thought he was the most impactful player on the court outside of Damian Lillard. But I've also seen games where he just kind of disappears. He's out there not doing really much. So I'm still undecided on him. And I wish it wasn't like that. I think he has a lot to play for. You know, he's in a contract year. He's finally on what should be a winning team. And he doesn't seem all that engaged yet. So I think tonight I'd like to see kind of him get out of his skin a little bit and show that he wants to be here. He wants to be a dominant player. But right now I'm just a little bit undecided on him.
Yeah. That just is who he is though. That's just kind of, I mean, shame on us for thinking he'd be anything different. It's just that I think he's more stomachable when he's coming off the bench, but when he's your only big and Collins is gone and Nurkic is gone and Gasol's hurt, that's when it gets exposed. And tell me if you think I'm wrong about this, but one of my biggest issues with him is that I think that he was such a key acquisition for them, and they've turned over so many other guys that did little things for them. He does none of the little things, and I think that really affects the rest of the team. Like, if he's not going hard, then the rest of the guys look at that and go, well, why should I? So I feel like he's really a big sort of almost like chemistry killer in a way with the way he plays some of the time, not all of the time, but some of the time. Do you see that affecting the other guys, which is also why I think their defense hasn't been as good?
I haven't seen that yet, Isaac. I think it's such a weird time for these guys right now because everything is so new. And then things really got disrupted when Zach got hurt. Then you're throwing Tolliver into the starting lineup. So now the second unit's kind of pacing and who they're playing with gets jumbled. And now Hezonja's playing four and some five. And so the season, it just never feels like things have settled in. And it was touch and go to begin with at the beginning because there were so many new faces. So I don't think anyone has a really good sense of being comfortable yet. And so, no, I don't think people are outwardly going, yeah, God, this guy's a cancer or anything of that nature. I do think that people realize that he's volatile. You see it any time that he kind of starts to get fed up, you know, getting the technical against Golden State, throwing his arm into that guard's chest. You know, and you saw CJ, hey, get away, stop doing that. In Dallas, when he fouled out, he started going after the ref, and Dame kind of grabbed his chest and said, be smart. So I think the team realizes that he's a volatile nature, and but I don't see it beyond anything yet.
Well, it's only seven games in. I know it hasn't looked that great. What's a realistic timeline here where you look at it and you feel like that should be enough and maybe you get a better idea of what this team is?
I think, you know, around Christmas, mid-December, 20 games is usually what a lot of GMs tell me, that you really don't know what you have until you're about 20 games in. And that's generally around mid-December, Christmas time. You know, so I think it might take even longer for this group. They just don't have a good feel yet, but that happens. And I still, as frustrating as it was and how bad they looked against Golden State, I mean, the defense is just, this reminds me of that defense from two or three years ago when they were 30th in the NBA for, I think, the first three and a half months of the season. This defense has been absolutely awful. But I just look at these guys individually. I mean, Bazemore is a plus defender. I think Tolliver is a decent defender. Hood is a good defender. I think they have elements to be a good defensive team, but it just hasn't come together. So it's not the start they wanted, and I don't think there's much margin for error in the West, but I'm not overly concerned yet.
Yeah, and clearly this isn't going to be the team, because whether it's making a move for a guy in the front court because of the injury, but we all knew all along that they were going to probably do some of the trade deadline. So, and then the Nurkic thing. So the reality of this is we may not find out until after the trade deadline exactly what this team looks like going into the playoffs.
Yeah, and look, I mean, you can take this for whatever it's worth, but I was told they did not trade for Whiteside and they did not trade for Bazemore with the idea to trade them. They think that these guys are good enough to help this team get over the hump. And that's part of what this first part of the season will be, is, you know, is Whiteside really a dominant player, or is he a farce? Can Bazemore hit outside shots? Is he indeed an upgrade on the wing? Those are things that they need to decide over these next three and a half months when it comes to the trading deadline. But they were not brought in for that intention of just being solely a trade piece to be used at the trading deadline in February. So I don't know. There's a lot. This is why I was kind of so intrigued by this season. I think whatever happens, I still think this is a better team than last year. I do. I know you doubt that, Isaac, but...
Well, I was with you. I mean, I was with you with all the moves.
Yeah.
And I'm not ready to move off of that yet, but you got to be... Let's be honest. We're down 7-0 in the first quarter of that game. I mean, we're losing right now. It doesn't look good.
But this is why I was intrigued by the season. I think they're either going to be better than last year, which is very interesting, or they're going to fail, which is going to be probably a spectacular failure. Something is going to drastically go wrong, whether that's Whiteside, whether that's team chemistry, whether it's depth, whether it's the defense. I don't think this is going to be a middle ground team where they're like, yeah, they're good, but probably just not quite good enough to get over the hump.
It's either up in flames or it's greatness.
Yeah, they're either going to be really great or they're going to be, you know, a spectacular failure. And I think it's too early to tell that right now, but I'll tell you what, tonight they've got a lot to play for, because that was embarrassing against Golden State. And this team, I think, realizes that that was a big wake-up call, and I think we'll see them play pretty hard tonight.
All right, sir. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Okay, see you.
Jason Quick, he's our Blazers insider, and he's brought to you by Change Realty, home of the 1% listing fee, and he will be on every Thursday at 3:30.
Well, certainly you're going to play hard, I would hope, against the best team in the NBA. You can see how you overlooked Golden State. I don't think anyone's overlooking the Clippers. And if you do, God help you.
All right, a quarterback contest. Well, I mean, it's not really a contest, but I got some odds on quarterbacks in the NFL.
Okay.
That came to us from Jimmy Vegas. They're interesting, and we'll get to that coming up next. It's 3:48 on The Fan.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, our NFL picks against the spread. Next seg, bro. That's short for segment.
I got that.
Good.
Okay.
So Jimmy Vegas, you know, he forwards us odds, you know, like NFL odds, mm-hmm. college football odds.
You pop into the old inbox.
NBA odds, even some hockey odds that he shoves to us from time to time.
You bet on a hockey game yet?
No, I'm still feeling out the league.
Yeah, just kind of,
you know, observing.
Yeah, waiting for.
I watch every night, though.
15, 20 games in again before you get a real feel on
Dude,
who you like.
If I sat down tonight to watch a hockey game, mm-hmm. I wouldn't even know how to go about that.
Well, you turn on the TV.
Well, again, I don't have cable.
Oh.
Remember, I'm a cord cutter.
You are a cord cutter.
So where would I go to find
Reddit, your best friend?
Reddit? The same as like NFL?
That's how I'm watching the Devils this year. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, that really works. Like,
yeah.
I wonder why the hell I kept paying a couple hundred dollars a year for freaking DirecTV when you can get all that stuff. If you have the like I have an iPad, mm-hmm. Then you can beam it to your TV. Like it comes in crystal clear. It doesn't buffer. Like there's no issue with it whatsoever. Now, occasionally I think what happens is they get booted and then
you got to go find them somewhere
else.
Sometimes some of the sites have like viruses. So you got to be careful.
Yeah.
But.
Well, yeah, but if you go to the top one, the up-clicked one, every time it's the same. It's like Hanson or something, the same.
You'll start to recognize users.
Yeah.
Who are trusted.
It's the same user, same stream that everybody goes to.
Yeah.
And it's like, why the hell? Like if I had all that money back from paying all that dough to DirecTV for Sunday Ticket, I'd be rich.
Well, now you can go watch the Washington Capitals in peace.
Who? Oh. Where would I find them? Reddit? Reddit
yeah.
NHL streams? Or
Yeah, r/NHL streams.
There you go.
I find the Bila Sport one is really trustworthy so far this year, although it does sometimes crash and you just got to refresh the page.
Well, I've found, too, that most games outside of NFL, I can get just fine. I subscribe to AT&T TV,
yeah,
which is like $50 a month, I think.
And does that get you all the broadcast channels?
Networks? I get CBS games, Fox, FS1, ESPN, ESPN2. There may be a couple of others on there.
Yeah, people are saying the downside could be too, like no DVR, right?
You have DVR.
Oh,
if
you?
It's on AT&T TV, yeah.
No, the Reddit?
Yeah, you couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't record that. But, anyhoosies, well, we're out of time.
And that's it. You're not going to give me the quarterback odds?
Well, we're out of time. Hmm. It's going to have to wait. Now, so Jimmy Vegas, his name's Jimmy Shapiro, but I call him Jimmy Vegas.
Sure. I don't think he minds.
He's great. He always shoots us odds, and he's sent us the odds on 11 quarterbacks.
11 quarterbacks to do what?
Start in week one of 2020. 11.
Oh, okay.
And the odds are interesting.
So is it all college guys or is
there? No, they're pro guys.
Oh, pro guys.
Yeah. Like Cam Newton.
Like, is this where
Gardner
they're going to start or just they're going to start?
If they're
yes
going to start.
No.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
All right.
I can see you're truly fired up. I need you to calm down.
I'm confused.
But when it comes, it's going to be great.
You didn't do a very good job of laying
calm
that
down.
Out.
So we'll get to that. Yeah, calm down.
I'm going to go listen to some
calm
kids.
Down.
I'm going to listen to some kids bop. And then when I come back, please have my quarterback.
Well, no,
odds
I can't
ready.
Do that because coming up next is our NFL challenge.
Oh, for hell's sake.
If you're following along at all, it's 4:00.
This whole day is going
I'm
down.
I'm sorry.
And Mike is catching up to Big Souk against the spread. So their big vicious cockfight battle will be next. 357 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.